You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
This is Scott Davert with you on this Apple Viz Podcast to cover using the misspelled words rotor option under iOS. I'm running iOS 12.1 to record this demonstration, which I hope will be relevant at some point soon, and I'll explain why here shortly. I do have my iPhone SE connected, but it really doesn't matter what iOS device you're on. As long as you're running on 12.1, this should be your experience as well. A couple of things to know before we get started with the actual demonstration. One of them is that misspelled words as a rotor option is not available everywhere. And at this point, unfortunately, it's not available in some key areas, or what I would consider key areas, such as Notes, Pages, Microsoft Word, and so on and so forth. So, unfortunately, your places where you can actually use this feature are a bit limited at this time, but hopefully they'll get it together and bring it into these other applications as well. The other thing that you need to know is that to make this feature work correctly, you need to have check spelling enabled. And I bring that up because I did not have check spelling enabled the first time I tried to use this feature, and it didn't work correctly. What will happen is misspelled words as a rotor option will show up, and iOS will allow you to navigate to the misspelled word, but when you go to find a replacement, you won't find any there because the feature is turned off, so it's important to turn that on. I'm going to go ahead and go into settings here. I could simply say to Siri, open keyboard settings, but I will go ahead and navigate to that option for you in case you don't want to use Siri. I'll double tap settings.
Settings.
Now we're going to general.
Enter search text.
And I'm on my Braille display and I'm typing general.
General. One update available.
There button. It is.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Now I'm going for keyboard.
Enter search text. Keyboard. Button.
There it is.
Selected. General. Back button. Enter search text.
Now check spelling.
Check spelling. Off.
Or check spelling, yeah. I'll turn that on.
On.
I am now going to demonstrate this feature to you using the Mail application, which works well with this particular feature. It also works really well in all the Safari text fields that I've tried it in. So I'm going to go ahead and go into the Mail application now. Go into
app
the switcher. App switcher.
Settings. Act Mail. Active. Actions of Mail. Active. Mail. Unread. Dave Vandermolen.
And there you heard the first email from a mailing list, which isn't really relevant to what we're doing here, but there it is. So now I am going to, on my Braille display, do Command and the letter N to bring up a new message.
Command to text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
And I'm going to email myself. Typing on the Braille display.
Add contact. Scott Davert. Home. Scott Davert. To text field is editing. Scott Davert. Scott Davert at gmail.com. Character mode. Insertion point between cap S and C at the second position.
Now you can all spam me if you want. And now I will go to the message body.
Message body. Sent from my iPhone. Text field.
And
actions available.
Double tap.
Sent from my iPhone. Sent from my iPhone. Multi-line text field.
Cursor is at the bottom, so I'll do it again.
Message body. Text field is editing. Insertion point at start.
And now I can begin typing. I am typing a message.
I am typing H. Message.
Full of W-E-R-D-S.
Son.
That.
C.
A-R not.
S.
S-P-E-L-E-D-C-O-R-E-C-T-O-Y. Period.
Sent FR.
And yeah, that is a bug, by the way. When you're typing something in a with a Braille display in Mail, it doesn't read back to you, no matter what your setting is, what you're typing. It just talks about the line below that, where it says send from my iPhone in this case. So I'm going to go to the top of the body of this message. You can do that in whatever way you are most comfortable.
Insertion point at start.
Now I need to navigate to the misspelled words rotor option. On the touch screen, of course, you would take two fingers and spin them to the left or right until you get to misspelled words on a Bluetooth keyboard. up and left arrow or up and right arrow together until you get there, or on a Braille display, space with 2, 3, or space with 5, 6.
Actions. Misspelled words.
There it is. Now I need to flick down with one finger on the touch screen, down arrow on the Bluetooth keyboard, and space with .6 on the Braille display to get to my first misspelled word.
Words selected.
It's words, W-E-R-D-S, and I see W-E-R-D-S on my Braille display. And now I want to flick to the right with one finger, use the right arrow on the Bluetooth keyboard, or space with .4 on the Braille display to get to my first replacement.
Weeds.
Nope.
Words.
Aha, there it is. So now up and down arrow on the keyboard, double tap on the touch screen, space with 3, 6 on the Braille display.
Selection deleted.
Says selection deleted. The selection that was deleted, by the way, is the misspelled word, which is words in this case. And on the Braille display, I see W-O-R-D-S instead of E-R-D-S. Let's go ahead and go to the next misspelled word. Again, space with .6 on your Braille display. Flick down with one finger on the touch screen and down arrow on the Bluetooth keyboard.
R selected.
R, which I spelled A-R. So let's have a look here at the replacement options. Again, one more time. Space with .4 on the Bluetooth keyboard won't work because there is no .4 on the Bluetooth keyboard. It's simply a podcaster who can't apparently talk correctly. Space with .4 on the Braille display, right arrow with the Bluetooth keyboard, or flick right on the touchscreen.
At.
Nope.
Nope. At.
Nope. Nope.
At.
And that's it. So in this situation, we don't have the correct word as an option. I know it's a misspelled word, but the one I want is not there. So in this situation, probably the best thing to do is backspace out what's there. You only need to do the backspace key once or the delete key because the whole word is highlighted in this situation. So I will go ahead and hit .7 on my Braille display to remove it.
Selection deleted.
I'll type A-R-E.
No.
And I did type A-R-E, but it's VoiceOver lying to you, saying I typed something different, I promise. And now we can move on to the next one. So I'm not actually going to prompt you with the command for whatever you're using. I'm going to have you guess, and then at the end I'll explain what I did one final time.
Spelled selected.
Spelled is not spelled correctly, so I'm going to go ahead and fix that.
Speed. Spewed. Spelled.
There it is.
Selection deleted.
One more time for...
Correctly selected.
Correctly?
Correctly.
There we go.
Selection deleted.
And now when I use the down with one finger flick on the touchscreen, nothing happens. Same with down arrow or space with .6. And if I want to ensure that I did spell all those words correctly, I can do the opposite. Flick up with one finger, up arrow, or space with .3. And we have no spelling mistakes, according to iOS. So that is how you use the misspelled words rotor option. I hope you found this demonstration helpful and that you can become a better speller, or at least you can convince people that you've become a better speller. And we'll look for you again on another podcast. This has been Scott Davert, thanking you for listening and wishing you a wonderful day. Bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.